1-3-1-8-7-3, 27 past 10. Terry's in Toowoomba. G'day, Terry.
How you going, Ray?
Not bad, Terry.
Ray, the reason I'm ringing, the Golston Gorge.
Golston Gorge, yes, mate.
Golston Gorge. Yeah, I live in Toowoomba.
Yes.
And probably 90% of the people that live up here don't know what it is. I don't.
No.
But whatever it is, it seems to cause a hell of a lot of trouble when something goes wrong.
Yeah, it does. The range coming up to Toowoomba, right? Fairly steep bit of road and steep going down. It's about five or six times worse than that and has a lot of twists and turns. Now, it's a two-lane road between Hornsby on the eastern side and a place called Galston on the western side, okay?
Yep.
Coming from Hornsby, it's probably got... it's really steep because you go down to the bottom of the valley and it's probably got six, seven or eight hairpin bends. And I mean really hairpin, where sometimes in a car you've got to do a three-point turn if you don't take it properly. On the other side, going to Galston, it's probably got, probably only a couple of hairpin bends. But at the bottom of it, it's got a single-lane bridge that dates back to the early 1900s, late 1800s. And it can only be accessed, obviously, by one vehicle at a time. But if you are travelling in a vehicle of 7.5 metres or longer, you simply can't get round the hairpin bends. And on the way down, there are many signs saying, don't come down here. There's a measuring bay on both sides where truck drivers and people towing caravans can go to make sure that they're not more than 7.5 metres if they don't know. And basically, it's one of two ways from the Hills District out to the Pacific Highway or Pennant Hills Road. So when it closes down, it causes a great deal of consternation.
Is it a real popular road?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it comes from places like Dural, Kenthurst, Galston, Arcadia, Glenorie, and it would be accessed to either get to Hornsby or link up to the N1 to travel north. So, yeah, it's a fairly busy road.
Oh, now I can see. I hear you go off and there's a truck there, which is understandable.
Well, yeah, so you can shut...
I don't know what it's all about. So.
Yeah, well, so you can shut down the road for 5, 6 or 7 hours. And that does, the only other way to get north from those hills areas then is down a road called Newline Road and back on a Pennant Hills Road, and it puts a lot of pressure on Pennant Hills Road, which is heavy enough as it is because that's the only way out of Sydney for northern bound traffic.
And it is a good road. It's not a goat track or anything like that.
No, it's not a great road. It's only, put it this way. When you're going up or down it and there's a car coming the other way, there's barely enough room for two cars.
It's
not a goat track, but it's not a four-lane highway.
It is bitumen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It is bitumen.
All
right, Terry, now you can close your eyes, and theatre of the mind, you can close your eyes and pretend you know what it is.
I know next time you talk about it.
Now, listen, Terry, here's another thing you can do. Have you got a computer?
Yeah, mate.
Go to Google Earth.
Yeah.
And you can pretend you're on it.
Go to Google Earth and I should be able to get it.
Well, you just put Galston Gorge in and it'll take you down there and you can travel down the road.
I'll go and have a look.
All right, Terry, see, that we've solved that problem for you. 131873 is the open line number, 2gb.com.